This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Patient hearing mistakes that signal weakness instead of strength to difficult people. How your silence can look like surrender if you're not careful. In short, patient hearing is one of the strongest tools you have with difficult people, but only when it is held with composure and followed by a clear response. Silence without stillness reads as anxiety, not confidence. Listening without responding trains difficult people to keep pushing. The mistake is really the hearing itself. It is everything around it. Definition: patient hearing mistakes are errors in how a listener holds, signals, or follows up on attentive silence during difficult conversations. These mistakes cause composed listening to appear like submission, uncertainty, or weakness to the other person. A manager I knew spent years believing she was handling a difficult colleague with grace. She listened carefully every time he pushed back. She heard him out fully, never interrupted, never escalated. She thought she was being professional. What she did not see was that he had her read perfectly. Every time she went quiet, he pushed harder. Every time she nodded, he took it as ground given. Her patient hearing mistakes were invisible to her but obvious to him, and they were costing her the room. Patient hearing mistakes are easy to miss because the instinct behind them is sound. Listening is good. Staying calm is good. Giving someone space to speak is good. But with difficult people, the how of your listening carries as much weight as the listening itself. Get it wrong, and compulsive silence becomes something they can use against you. Here's what those mistakes look like, and what to do about each one. 6 patient hearing mistakes that erode your standing. 1. Nodding continuously while they speak. What it looks like: you nod repeatedly throughout everything the difficult person says, even when you disagree, even when the content is unreasonable. Why it happens: nodding feels like controlled, non-aggressive engagement. It is something to do with your body when you're trying to stay calm and avoid confrontation. Why it matters: to a difficult person, a nod is agreement, or at minimum, it is permission to continue. Continuous nodding tells them their argument is landing, the pressure is working, and they should keep going. What to do: still your head. Let your face be attentive, but neutral. A single slow nod at the end, once they have finished, signals that you heard them. That is enough. Save agreement signals for things you actually agree with. This one surprised even me when I first noticed it in myself. I thought I was showing engagement. I was showing capitulation. 2. Filling every silence with reassurance. What it looks like: the moment they pause, you say something like, I hear you, I understand, or that is a fair point, before you've processed what they actually said. Why it happens: silence in a tense conversation feels dangerous. Filling it with reassurance feels like you're keeping the peace. It is a reflex, not a choice. Why it matters: reassurance offered before reflection tells a difficult person that you are managing their feelings, not engaging with their argument. It also locks you into a position of agreement before you have decided whether you agree. What to do: let the silence sit for 2 or 3 seconds after they finish. Then respond to the substance of what they said, not the tension in the air. This kind of pause, handled with psychological safety principles, is where clarity lies. Silence is not a problem to solve. It is a moment to think. 3. Letting your posture collapse as they speak. What it looks like: you start the conversation sitting straight, but as the difficult person continues, your shoulders drop, you lean away, or you look down at the table. Why it happens: sustained pressure creates a physical response. The body tries to make itself smaller when it senses conflict. It is not weakness of character. It is the nervous system doing its job. Why it matters: difficult people watch bodies, not just words. Collapsed posture mid-conversation signals that their pressure is working. They do not need you to say anything. Your spine just told them everything. What to do: before the conversation, set your posture intentionally. Feet flat, back straight, shoulders open. Check it at intervals during the exchange. Think of your posture as part of your response, not just background. I have sat across from people who never raised their voice and still dominated the room entirely through how they held their body. That lesson took me years to apply properly. 4. Paraphrasing everything they say without pushback. What it looks like: you reflect their words back carefully and accurately. So what you're saying is you do this for every point they make, including the ones that are unreasonable or unfair. Why it happens: Paraphrasing is taught as a cornerstone of good listening, and it is. But it becomes a mistake when it is applied indiscriminately, especially in feedback conversations where boundaries need to be clear. Why it matters. When you paraphrase an unreasonable position with the same careful tone you give a reasonable one, you appear to treat both positions as equally valid. You are not agreeing, but it looks like you are not disagreeing either. That ambiguity works in their favour. What to do? Paraphrase to confirm understanding, not to signal respect for the position. When the content is unreasonable, add a short line after the paraphrase. I want to make sure I have heard you correctly. I have. And here is where I see it differently. That is not aggression. That is honesty, and avoiding it is one of the communication mistakes that quietly destroys team synergy. 5. Apologizing after hearing them out. What it looks like. The difficult person finishes speaking. You have listened patiently, calmly. Then you open with, I'm sorry you feel that way, or I apologize if it was not clear. Why it happens. Apologizing feels like de-escalation. It feels generous. In many conversations, it is exactly the right move. With difficult people, context changes everything. Why it matters. To a person who has been applying pressure, an apology after patient hearing confirms that the pressure worked. It tells them that your listening was actually the prelude to your retreat. Next time, they will press harder and wait for the same outcome. Using I statements but hold your position is a more accurate tool here than a reflexive apology. What to do? Reserve apologies for genuine fault. After hearing a difficult person out, lead instead with your position. I have listened carefully. Here is where I stand. That is not unkind. It is clear. 6. The non-obvious one. Listening too well. What it looks like. You are genuinely excellent at attentive listening. You give them your full presence, ask thoughtful clarifying questions, and follow every thread of their argument closely. You are a textbook model of patient hearing, and somehow it is making things worse. Why it happens? Deep, careful listening signals high engagement. In most conversations, that is received as respect. With certain difficult people, intense focused attention reads as fascination with their position, or worse, as an invitation to keep elaborating. Why it matters? Difficult people who thrive on having an audience will mistake your excellent listening for an interested audience. Your thorough clarifying questions give them more material to work with. Your full presence fuels the performance. Learning how empathy functions in difficult exchanges will help you calibrate when to lean in and when to pull back. What to do? With performance-driven difficult people, reduce your visible engagement slightly. Fewer clarifying questions. Less open-bodied language. A shorter response window. You are not withdrawing respect, you are removing the fuel. Then ask one decisive question that moves towards resolution. What outcome are you looking for here? This one took me 20 years to see. I thought my listening skills were the solution. Sometimes they were the problem. The root cause behind most of these errors. Taken individually, each of these mistakes looks like a specific tactical error. But look at all six together. And you see one thing underneath all of them, the belief that patient hearing is a passive act. It is not. Patient hearing done well is an act of deliberate control. You are choosing to receive information before responding. That choice requires you to hold your posture, manage your signals, and know exactly what you will do when the listening ends. The moment patient hearing becomes passive, it becomes permission. Difficult people are skilled at reading that distinction, often faster than you can see it yourself. The root correction is this know your response before the conversation starts. Not a script, but a position. What do you stand for in this exchange? What will you not concede? Using the SPVIA method to prepare your feedback response is one practical way to build that anchor before you walk in. A quick diagnostic. Are you signaling weakness right now? Read each statement and mark it honestly. Yes or no? I nod frequently while listening to someone I find difficult, even when I disagree. I tend to fill silence with I understand or I hear you before I have formed a response. My posture changes during a tense conversation. I lean back or look down more as it goes on. I paraphrase unreasonable positions with the same tone I use for reasonable ones. I have apologized after a difficult conversation and sensed it made things worse. I ask many clarifying questions during difficult conversations and find the exchange really resolves. Scoring. 0 to 1 yes. Your patient hearing is holding steady. Watch for any one of these creeping in under stress. 2 to 3 yes. Some of your listening habits are being read as weakness. Focus on the two you marked first. 4 to 6 yes. The pattern is established, and the difficult person in your life already knows it. Start with mistake number 5. It has the most immediate impact. Where to start if you recognize these patterns? Pick the one mistake that stings most when you read it. That is usually the one costing you the most. Then prepare one clear sentence you can use at the end of your next difficult conversation, a sentence that shows you heard them and tells them where you stand. That sentence does not need to be clever. It needs to be calm and direct. Practice it until it sits in your mouth without effort. Understanding how psychological safety affects your confidence to speak plainly will help you build the conditions where that sentence comes out steady instead of shaky. Patient hearing mistakes are correctable, every one of them, but they do not correct themselves. You have to see them clearly first, which is exactly what you can do now. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. What are patient hearing mistakes that signal weakness? Patient hearing mistakes that signal weakness include nodding without speaking, letting difficult people overrun the conversation without a response, and apologizing after hearing them out. These patterns tell a difficult person that silence means submission, which invites more pressure. How do you practice patient hearing without looking passive? Practice patient hearing by holding your posture, maintaining steady eye contact, and following silence with a clear, direct statement. Strength comes from the response that follows the listening, not from the listening alone. Prepare your next move before the conversation starts. Why do difficult people exploit patient hearing? Difficult people exploit patient hearing when your body language and response pattern signal that listening means accepting. If you hear them out and then cave, retreat, or over-explain, they learn that pressure works. The listening was not the problem. The follow-through was. What is the difference between patient hearing and passive listening? Patient hearing is deliberate, composed attention held in service of a clear response. Passive listening is hearing without intention, where the listener absorbs pressure without processing or responding. Difficult people cannot tell the difference unless your response after listening makes it clear. How can patient hearing mistakes damage your credibility with difficult people? When patient hearing mistakes like excessive nodding, apologetic responses, or collapsed posture appear consistently, difficult people read them as permission to keep pushing. Over time, this erodes your credibility and makes every future conversation harder to hold steady. What should you say after practicing patient hearing with a difficult person? After patient hearing, respond with a brief, grounded statement that shows you heard them but are not moved by pressure. Something like, I understand your position. Here is mine. Keep it short, keep it calm, and do not add qualifiers that soften the message. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.